Dale at NUSports.com. We begin with football and the Bears. A 96.3 passer rating is what Detroit quarterback Matthew Stafford is wearing these days.
Obviously, good pass rush always goes a long way in helping play against any quarterback. But you got to be able to mix up what you're doing against him.
Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio well aware that the Lions are averaging 27 points per game. Still no Danny Trevathan in practice while Kyle Long fully participated. The Bulls' losing streak is 5, while Boston's winning streak is 13. The Blackhawks now 9-8-2 after a hat trick of a win against the Rangers last night. Artem Anisimov turning the trick. The White Sox acquire relief pitching prospect Thiago Vieira from Seattle for international slot money. Say that he can hit 100 on the clock. Commissioner Rob Manfred confirming that the new pace of play rules will be coming in 2018, perhaps limiting mound visits. A 20-second pitch clock could be coming as well. They do that in the minor leagues now. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal of Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And the football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. Exactly. You know what he said? Trucks. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Bears. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Crazy world.
Save big money at Menards.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean.
Day
and the
mob. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Welcome back. It's time for another news right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And you're probably having a great time today if you're watching on watch670thescore.com and also on Facebook Live, because you get to see our reactions to everything during the commercial breaks. All right, so Dan,
yes,
you got the cleanup hitter as far as your story is concerned.
Go?
Yeah, I'll start it off with Dan's great uncle,
Mel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the most armed man in America, Mel Bernstein.
The most armed man in America. I have over 4,000 weapons in my name, over 200 machine guns. I have mortars, bazookas, tanks, half-tracks, attack jeeps, flamethrowing, and everything I have is legal in the state of Colorado. Right now, you're not a trespasser, you're a target.
Oh, that's just the beginning.
Mel Bernstein has signs along his mile-long driveway threatening, quote, gangbangers and registered Democrats from stepping onto his property. Bullet-riddled cars and mannequins covered in fake blood serve as a warning to potential trespassers. Quote, if anybody comes on your property and threatens you with bodily harm, it's legal to shoot them here in Colorado, Bernstein said as he drove toward his one-story house in which he keeps M16s, sawed-off shotguns, and multiple handguns around his bed, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's decked out like a 1950s soda fountain diner.
Danny B., just wait. In August, four people used Bernstein's truck to smash into Dragon Man's gun store and steal 84 guns. Federal authorities have since arrested four suspects, including the stepdaughter and step-grandson, who now face felony charges in connection to the theft of firearms from a federal firearms licensee. They have not entered pleas yet. Despite all the weapons and warnings, Bernstein says Bernstein says no one has ever been killed or even injured on his property.
Except
with one profound exception.
I think we've got it.
The Discovery Channel, you know, we were doing a film for my own show. We were filming for months and months, and just the last 30 seconds, all we had to do is walk through a whole barrage of smoke, and one of the smoke containers turned into a rocket and went right past me and right through her and killed her. So they canceled and threw away the whole show.
His wife exploded, and he was more unhappy about the show being canceled.
Ladies and gentlemen, God rest the dead, Terry Flannel, 51 years old, was accidentally killed by a smoke bomb while filming that reality show. As you just heard, a rocket went right past me and threw her and killed her. Now his home, decorated with jukeboxes, vintage Coca-Cola memorabilia, and model cars, reminds him of a bygone era. Bernstein also keeps 4 female mannequins at his home. Quote, I need someone to talk to tell them my problems. That's what he said to ABC News.
It's amazing.
I'm going to retweet this story, by the way.
You have to.
He added, quote, this whole house is fixed up like it puts me back in my era. Back in the 60s, where I belong.
I laughed out loud when they told the story of the exploding wife. And I said, am I a bad guy? His reaction, the way he told the story, I was like, is it true your wife exploded? Yeah, she exploded.
But, yeah.
You know, those things happen. And the fact that here is the most armed man in the world on a compound in Colorado, and he's from Brooklyn.
Yes, he was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, ladies and gentlemen.
He sounds like a jeweler.
Yes.
You expect him to, you know, to look like one of the Blackwater guys.
He's got,
you know,
over $3.5 million worth of guns on his premises. Ladies and gentlemen.
And tanks and bazookas.
Oh, he's got a flamethrower. You guys got a flamethrower. He's got a chopper with a dragon that comes out of the pipes and then comes back over the handlebars over his head. Ladies and gentlemen, if this ain't hashtag America, I don't know what it is. Mel Bernstein.
Old Uncle Mel. You got to love him. Now, before I get to the big story, this is regarding something I had never heard. Did you know that in 1998, People Magazine had their sexiest athlete alive, and it was Elvis Gerbach? Did you know that?
No,
I didn't
either. I don't know why Elvis Gerbach would be anybody's sexiest man alive.
Right, because he's funny looking.
On your eBay.
So here's the story as told by Jeff Perlman. He says, one of my favorite all-time stories is about Elvis Gerbach, Rich Gannon, and People Magazine's Sexiest Men issue from 1998. It is both outlandish and 100% true. Back in the day, I knew many people, staffers. They were all cool, fun, intelligent, and woefully ignorant about sports. Every year, in planning the Sexiest Men issue, People's editors would ask a bunch of us at Sports Illustrated for suggestions and insight. And in 1998, for reasons I'll never understand, they decided not to seek our help. The magazine, People, chose Rich Gannon as its sexiest athlete. At the time, Gannon was a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Still a couple seasons removed from his golden tenure with the Raiders, Gannon was 33, handsome and likable. In other words, a solid choice. Yet People, being People, simply informed the photographer assigned to the piece that the sexiest athlete was the Chiefs' quarterback. Hence, he took pictures of the Chiefs' quarterback. Well, one of the Chiefs' quarterbacks.
Oh, no.
Elvis Gerbach. the pictures made their way back to the New York offices, and editors were dumbfounded. This was their sexiest athlete?
Oh, no.
Yet, upon learning the truth, no one with the magazine had the heart or guts to tell Gerbach that an unfathomable mistake had been made. As a result, Elvis Gerbach reigns as People Magazine's 1998 sexiest athlete. The article's final line says it all. His personality makes him sexy.
All right. When are we going to, well, not we, but when are teachers going to learn that you can't force yourselves on kids?
Yeah.
And especially I'm dumbfounded by these female teachers that force themselves onto 13 and 14 year old boys as if nothing will go wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take you to West Dallas, Texas. A Dallas ISD middle school teacher was charged with sexual assault for allegedly having an affair with a teenage student. Ladies and gentlemen, this teenage student went on to later extort her for nearly $30,000.
Wow.
In exchange for his silence. So, Thao Doan, a 27-year-old teacher at Raul Quintanilla Senior Middle School in Dallas, was arrested on Friday in connection to the suspected sexual relationship with a 14-year-old boy. The student's mother turned Doan into the principal after she found inappropriate text messages a few weeks ago. She said the inappropriate teacher-student relationship started a year ago, by the way. In addition to the text, the teen's mother was tipped off by the fact that her son had a lot of cash all of a sudden. Quote, when I gave his little brother back the phone, he received a message from the teacher that morning saying, I'll be at a meeting until 11 o'clock and I'll drop off the money to the address you told me to. But she said she assumed he was selling drugs, not having sex and extorting money from Doan. So the mom was all good with the son slinging packs. But when it comes to, you know, knocking down a 27-year-old middle school teacher, no. We can't have any of that. $30,000 this kid got out of a 27-year-old teacher. Want to know what else she was doing? Because if you know teachers these days, $30,000 is a lot hard to come by. So stop forcing yourself on kids. That's point one. And point two, if you do, expect to be extorted because this young man has set the precedent.
Okay, this is from WJBK Television in Detroit. You ready for this? Now, tell me that this isn't Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
Neighbors who live on Andover in Detroit's east side will be the first to tell you this area is known for constant drug activity. One resident said, definitely a drug problem in our neighborhood for years. I don't think anyone can stop it. But on Thursday, Detroit police certainly tried, but maybe too hard. Two special ops officers from the 12th Precinct were operating what they called a push-off on Andover near 7 Mile. That's when the undercover officers pretend to be dope dealers, waiting for eager customers to approach. They then arrest potential buyers and seize their vehicles.
All right.
But this time, instead of customers, special ops officers from the 11th Precinct showed up. Not realizing they were fellow officers, they ordered the other undercover officers to the ground.
Oh.
Fox 2 is told the rest of the special ops team from the 12th Precinct showed up, and officers began raiding a house in the 19300 block of Andover. But instead of fighting crime, officers from the 11th Precinct and 12th Precinct began fighting with each other.
Now, are we talking gunplay?
Sources say guns were drawn and punches were thrown while the homeowners stood and watched.
Two groups of police just going at it in the middle of your block.
The department's top cops were notified along with internal affairs. Each officer involved is now under investigation as the department tried to determine what went wrong. One resident said, you gotta have more communication, I guess. I don't understand what happened about that. Communicate. Fox 2 has told one of the units had body camera video that detailed the entire incident. That is now part of the internal investigation. They're told top brass doesn't plan to comment until next week. So they rolled up as buyers. They were there as sellers. And same day,
and no one could recognize anybody. Everybody's undercover.
Nobody knew what was going on, and guns were drawn and punches were thrown.
They're very lucky that no one was killed.
You better believe it.
Right, because at the first hint of a gun being drawn and you think someone's a criminal, you got to defend yourself.
It reminds me of, we get back to True Romance, of the final scene there with guns drawn upon guns, or of course the famous standoff at the end of Reservoir Dogs, where you have your circular or triangular firing squad where everybody's on everybody else. Or Wind River, right?
Yes. Oh, dude. That scene.
Why are you flanking me?
That scene. I was like, nobody shoot. I'm not even in the movie. I'm like, guys, everybody put their guns down.
Right.
And that was in other news. Dude, 30 grand, the most armed man in America.
Elvis Gerbach, the sexiest athlete alive.
I tweeted out the link to the ABC News story. This was on Deez and Samero last night. Last night, they did a great job with it. I sent this to Bernsey this morning. I sent it to the crew this morning as well. This 4.5 minutes is about as striking, as sad, as happy, as rich, as awesome as you'd like it to be. This man is surrounded by guns. He's got guns on his headboard, on his bed. He's got guns everywhere in his house. He's got all the machine guns that you would ever. If you're a gun guy or girl, this is your dude. So I just tweeted out and have fun reading that and knowing that there's $3.5 million worth of guns on a ranch in Colorado. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Zach Zaman next. We'll talk to Zach next. We'll do our Bears report with Zach Zaman after we come back from a short timeout. Right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, you're listening to 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The three UCLA players picked up for shoplifting in China are back home, and now they are suspended indefinitely. The question is, what does that mean? How long is that? What is the appropriate punishment for shoplifting? I mean, you get popped grabbing some stuff at a Walgreens in Westwood. Maybe you miss the warm-ups. Or maybe you're held out for a half or a full game if you rip something really nice. But you get nabbed trying to steal sunglasses and other items in China. That's going to be very different, especially since it was especially dumb and embarrassing. All of that said, anyone who's suggesting that they should be kicked out of school or suspended for the entire season is overreacting. Why not just ban them from the sport of basketball for life? A few games is not enough. The entire season is way too much. Something in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 games or half the season sounds about right. Do that and then move on. I'm Jim Rome.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda in Highland Park. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market-competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Mueller Honda in Highland Park, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The right way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Edit. Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It's time for the sleep giving sale at Mattress Firm, and this is a good one. For the first time ever, when you spend just $500 on a new mattress, you get, wait for it, a free adjustable base.
How much is that worth?
It's worth $1,198, and you get it completely free. That's so crazy. Your sleep, it is crazy. It's taken to a whole new level, binge watching in bed or working in bed, an adjustable base for free right now.
And with Mattress Firm's 120-night sleep trial, sleep on your new mattress for up to 120 nights. That's why it's the 120-night sleep trial. And if it's not a perfect match, you get your money back, and they'll help you find a better fit. How does a $99 queen mattress sound? It sounds great.
It sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome. It sounds like this. Because you'd be sleeping so soundly.
Ah.
They're on sale at Mattress Firm Sleep Giving Sale. That was almost as lame as the gobble gobble. A solid foundation is key for a perfect slumber and perfect sleep. You can get a free box with any iComfort mattress you buy at Mattress Firm during the Sleep Giving Sale.
Right now, 0% APR for 6 years, the 120 night low price guarantee. Don't forget the free adjustable base valued at nearly $1,200.
What are you doing?
Go
get yourself a bed.
It's time. Your bed sucks. Get a new bed. It's the Sleep Giving Sale at Matt.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The 6-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Temps, a Robert Half Company.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaidman will get back to football right now. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. What's happening, Zach?
One of the players that the Bears signed during the offseason that they were expecting big things from during the regular season is former Miami Dolphin tight end Deion Sims, who has not practiced in the last 3 weeks. So since the Saints game, yesterday the Bears said that he exercised but did not practice, and that led to this exchange between the Chicago Tribune's Brad Biggs and Bears head coach John Fox.
Did Deion exercise today?
I think he was tired today was what I heard. It's okay. You're dealing with an illness, you know, in some way, shape, or form. There's laws against that, and there's laws about it. I think illness covers it. I mean, I'm not being evasive, but
so
I kind
yes,
of am.
You are.
Yeah. And for the right reason.
If it was that ill, why would you let him back in the building?
They're not worried about that part right now. I'm not the doctor here. All right. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could be, but I don't know. They won't let me do that. Practice. I'm getting in trouble.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently so.
So Deion Sims did not practice.
Zach, what was that?
What was that?
What the hell just happened there?
They're not at liberty to disclose an illness, according to John Fox, because of HIPAA laws. Dan?
Yep.
An illness for 3 weeks?
No, I mean, I understand.
Yeah, I know HIPAA law.
By the letter of the law, he's probably correct. But, I mean, I wonder how
But he
sick
said he
is
was
he?
Tired. Like
Maybe he's got mono.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't. Should you divulge, like, the fatigue level of a guy if you don't want to go forward with the questioning?
I don't know.
Zach?
So yesterday they said that he exercised. Today, obviously, he didn't, which would lead one to think there's been some sort of setback from whatever he's trying to recover from and come back from. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Yes, that's the most important thing, and I think what we're learning is that don't expect to see Deion Sims this week against the Lions if he's feeling the way he is right now with this illness. In terms of the injury report, there are a couple of things that are encouraging. So
okay.
Kai Long,
that's good,
participated with zero restrictions today for the first time since he injured his left hand. They're calling it a finger, but it's more than that, since he injured his left hand in the game against the Saints. That's big news, because since Long went down in that game against the Saints, the Bears have had difficulty successfully running the football. And I think if he can play and you can slide Cody Whitehair back to his natural position of center against the Lions, it would help open things up, I think, from an offensive standpoint and just get that kind of balance that the Bears are looking to get.
Sure.
Which hopefully, based on what you were able to see a little bit from the passing game last week, hopefully they can get a little bit of that. On special teams, Sherrick McManus, who's been missing since injuring that hamstring against the Ravens, practiced without restrictions today. That's a big deal, because while he was away, they learned something in, remember the draft pick from last year, the safety from William & Mary by the name of DeAndre Houston Carson?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Rogers, the
good
Bears special
teams player.
Yeah, he was a terrific special teams player while he was in college, because they didn't have enough people on their roster where the stars on defense or offense could avoid special teams. He had to play special teams because of that, and that's the reason that he's in the NFL. Well, Jeff Rogers, the Bears special teams coordinator, says that during the time that Houston Carson has been on the field since McManus got hurt,
mm-hmm.
8 special teams tackles, which Rogers says would be a season for some players. And that's a good thing, because anyone who's watched the Bears special teams units, really since the Lovie Smith era ended, they need as much help as they can get in that particular phase of the game.
He got 3 in a game the other day, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's been flying all over the place, and this is with Sherrick McManus being down, right?
Yes, and, you know, they have, they give the Bears special teams player of the week a special kind of boxing wrestling belt.
Okay,
and,
nice. Hey,
whatever you need, it's like the turnover change,
yeah,
is not as cool.
Yeah.
Right.
And
hockey teams do it for their, you know, player of the game.
Yeah,
So he's had it 3 weeks in a row now.
Mm. Oh, so there.
Yeah,
all right.
See?
There's something. I can't wait to watch the kicking game this weekend. I think there will be a lot of it.
Yeah, I think.
I think there will be a lot of punts.
Sometimes a punt is the most important
cut
play
it out,
in football.
Zach. A touchdown is the most important play in football.
I'm increasingly worried the Bears are going to get their asses waxed.
Yeah, I worry
this
about
weekend.
This one too.
This one is not looking good.
That is something that has not happened since Trubisky took over as the starting quarterback.
An ass waxing?
A blowout.
Yeah.
That's the way
good term for it. Yeah, my bad.
Exactly. Now, the other thing the other thing that I would keep an eye on. So, a lot of questions today for both John Fox and Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, in regards to Kyle Fuller, who did not have the best game of his career last week against the Packers. And it's the two bad games that he's had this year have both come against Green Bay. Now, last time, coming off that Green Bay debacle, I'm going to guess that Marcus Cooper Sr. probably would have been the guy, along with Prince Amukamara, starting the next game against Baltimore. But if you remember, right before the game against the Ravens, Cooper came up with back spasms and couldn't go. And then from that point forward, Amukamara stepped in. He did his job, and Fuller had been playing terrific football from that point up until this game last week against the Packers. And you don't see Cooper's name on the injury report. I wonder if they're considering making a change, because I talked about Sims being one of the guys that they were counting on because he was a big free agent signing during the offseason. Cooper was too. So you wonder if he's okay and he's not on the injury report, does he get incorporated more into the mix in light of what we saw last week?
I wonder in general how their decisions with personnel are going to be informed by their distance from the playoffs. That as you lose the ability to pretend you are contending, it may mean that the conversations occur with coach and general manager to say, all right, more of this guy, experiment a little bit, don't worry about it, and maybe you try to get closer to a Super Bowl instead.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that question. I just know from a contract standpoint, Cooper is going to be here for the long haul. And then you look at Fuller's situation. He's not, you don't know at this stage of the game. They did not pick up his options. So that, if you read between the lines there, you kind of get an idea of what they're thinking. And today Fangio was asked, does Kyle Fuller have a short memory based on what transpired last week against the Packers? And Fangio said, I hope so.
Zach, thank you. Any nuggets or tidbits real quick?
No, that's it.
All right, very cool.
All right, buddy.
That segment was brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota for their final home game of the season. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Football and the Bears, you may have just heard Zach Zabeman reporting, no restrictions for right guard Kyle Long in practice today, although Danny Trevathan still out with that calf injury. A nervous place being that this week's opponent, Detroit, has scored 68 points combined in their last two games. Beyond the Bears, no go for Nico. Talking Bulls, Nikola Mirotic will not make the upcoming West Coast road trip. The Bulls host Charlotte tomorrow. The Blackhawks are in Pittsburgh Saturday, and baseball's MVP to be announced in about 2 hours from right now. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for a high-quality oil change, headlight replacement, or manufacturer-recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. And breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How about the NFL owners sending an official note of censure to Jerry Jones?
Now explain that to me.
The story broke. New York Times and Wall Street Journal almost simultaneously broke the story last night. And it doesn't say if it was signed by all the owners or a group of owners, but what happened was I guess either they're trying to bring this thing to a head quicker than it otherwise would, or they just want to be somehow on record as standing against whatever Jerry Jones's effort might be. But a letter was sent referring to his antics. And talking of using the term a conduct detrimental to the league.
Treat him like a player.
And, well, the questions that get raised are what is in their various franchise agreements, what powers the owners may have to actually accomplish anything.
Yeah, they can't snatch his franchise from him.
Well, theoretically, there is a mechanism for doing that. I don't think it would ever happen, but it's really, I mean, you talk about your goggle eye emojis and your popcorn emojis,
right.
Because when he hired David Boies, when Jerry Jones hired one of the most prominent litigators,
declared war,
it made very clear that he's going to the mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
So he could very easily just cease and desist and say, all right, well, this didn't work, and Ezekiel Elliott suspended, and blah, 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 and grumble about
it. Well, he said this isn't about Zeke, even though it has a lot to do with it.
Of course it is. He's going to go Al Davis on this.
Well, he's saying he's doing it on behalf of the owners. He's trying to – he wanted the contract to we talk about discovery. He wanted everyone to know what was in this contract for a guy he doesn't feel is doing his best to promote the league. I mean, you look at the things that he's brought up, and these are all the things that we've kind of stapled to the NFL just being the NFL. But the last 4 years, 5 years, whether it be the Ray Rice thing, the concussion protocol thing, which I want to get into this story on the other side.
Regarding Russ?
Well, something else.
Okay.
The Anthem situation that they are currently going through, the Colin Kaepernick situation, all these things he thinks Roger Goodell could have done a better job at handling, whether it be taking those arrows and saying, hey, don't look at me as the league, look at me as the commissioner and still love the league, or whatever that he thought. So he's, in his mind, Jerry Jones is saying, hey, guys, I'm doing this for us. Where in the other owner's mind, you've done everything for yourself for years. And you and the three or four other big boys have kind of run roughshod over this league while we've got our hands in other businesses. You've spoken for the league. You've been the face of ownership for this league for since 90. So everybody is thinking this is Jerry being self-serving. This is Jerry doing it, whether it is or it isn't. And they also have the example that Bob Kraft has had over the last few years, where I'm going to fight you from afar every once in a while. There'll be a soundbite, but we're gonna handle this thing like businessmen.
Well, for
I think
Al
the league
Davis,
doesn't think that they're handling this thing like he's handling this like a businessman.
The comp is Al Davis, who became this crusader, this quixotic crusader,
swashbuckler,
where everything was a personal battle of wills.
You kind of felt like the Raiders were not a part of the league, even though they played in it. You know, like the Raiders, because of Al Davis and because of the color scheme and because of the crazy fans, like they were the outlaws, well, and they took on that identity and got very rich because of it.
Once you embrace this, and once you enter into some of these legal arenas that take months and years, once you become the Maverick, there's no going back. There's no undoing it. So Jerry Jones is what, 75?
I'll look it up.
Because remember,
Al
Davis got very, very strange near the end, and everybody wondered how
dimension now?
The level of compass mentis with Al.
October 13th, 1942. So, yeah, 75.
75. And don't forget, Jerry Jones played.
Yeah, University of Arkansas.
Jerry Jones played a lot of football.
Yeah, with a lot of these NFL types.
I'm just wondering if he's worth
$5.6 billion.
If he really starts going down that road of like, is he kind of crazy? Is he okay?
Is he?
But this is becoming almost. And I posted a little thing today saying that this is its own spectator sport. And the response was, in a lot of ways, it's more fun to watch than actual NFL football is in some cases.
It's trash right now. All right. So when we come back, Dan. There has been a new frontier that has been breached in terms of something that you've talked about a lot. Oh, you and Terry talked about a lot. And researchers are now saying that this might not be what everyone thinks it is regarding Dr. Bennett Omalu.
It's not.
Let's talk about it.
I saw the
let's
story yesterday, and people sent it to me yesterday. They said, look, at the headline is not what the story is.
All right, let's talk about it on the other side of the break right here on 670 The Score.
Get ready for game day with Bears Fridays on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game, featuring Brad Biggs, Joe Fortenball, Jeff Joniak, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, Olin Krutz, and more. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss Bears Friday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire to hold, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday. Only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Pieces CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Oh, I know Tanny Love's pulling that out. I still haven't seen that movie. And at this point, there's
I'm
no reason.
I'm not interested.
There's no reason for me to. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. This from Brett Botner from the New York Daily News. Researchers believe they now have the first case of a living person identified with CTE. Of course, that's chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Dr. Bennett Omalu, the lead author of the study, told CNN the unnamed person in the report was former NFL player Fred McNeil. McNeil died of ALS. McNeil died of ALS in November 2015 at the age of 63. Omalu, who is the doctor credited with finding CTE in football players, first made the determination in 2012 by using a brain scan that can trace a signature protein of CTE called tau, the tau proteins that you heard and know so much about. Until a case study was published in Neurosurgery this week, the only way to confirm CTE was to examine the brain after death. In September, Boston University researchers said they had discovered a new biomarker for CTE that, quote, may allow the disease to be diagnosed during life for the first time, unquote. Omalu showed his findings to CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta in 2016. Gupta spoke to McNeil's wife, Tia, and his two sons, Gavin and Fred Jr., who talked about how their father went from fun-loving family man to someone dealing with memory loss, anger, and depression. There's some times when the father is the stronghold in the family or the anchor. You lose that, everything kind of falls apart. McNeil spent 12 seasons in the NFL as a linebacker for the Vikings from 74 to 85. So when I saw this headline last night, I was like, oh, crap, this is huge news. And then this morning I wake up with researchers combating this report saying that this isn't finding CTE.
Correct.
This is finding what looks like CTE.
There is a key word that has been edited or redacted, or the word diagnosed, because of the actual medical meaning. This is correlation. And it so happened that their experimental test did show what they believe to be a buildup of tau protein. And it also so happened that a posthumous evaluation of his brain revealed the certain existence of CTE. So that's different than diagnosing someone with CTE while alive. We all know the probabilities here. Look, nobody's doubting that he had CTE. And obviously, people know it at the time.
But it's not a fail-safe test where you're
medically, you've got to be really careful with the terms that you use.
Because you're going to have a bunch of players now running to you and saying, hey, can you give me the test so I can find out if I got it or not?
Sure. You could also, I mean, think about the ramifications here. If you're talking about the suicide risk, I mean, everything, just because Dave Duerson was right, just because Junior Seau was right, it doesn't mean everybody's is right, and it doesn't mean everything's the same. They also think that some of that examination, whatever the marker is, the little biomarker they put in there, can also, I want to say it's amyloid protein, can show up and look like it's tau that's not actually the more damaging tau protein. And then what Bennett Omalu said was there's a pattern that's revealed that is unique to the way tau collects in the brain, where the amyloid proteins do not collect in the brain. Either way, it was a splashy headline to say CTE detected in living person, when really everybody knew the guy had CTE. I mean, that really wasn't a surprise. I mean, a reasonable...
They were just waiting to carve his brain open and find out.
Of course, a reasonable person. Obviously, you know when a 10-year NFLer at a certain age is exhibiting telltale symptoms, and that you know what it is, but the study showed was that this experimental procedure happened to correlate with whatever it indicated is something they can use going forward as the first stages to attempt to try to begin to diagnose it, but they technically did not diagnose it.
All right, let's extend the conversation on some scenario type stuff. How many players do you think, if there was a test, would say, I want to know?
Well, that's like the genetic test.
Right. I mean, do you want to know when you're going to die, or what diseases are going to happen down the road? I don't think there will be that many. Even if there was a test. I don't think, especially players who are currently playing.
Here's the issue.
I don't think there would be guys who are like, you know what? Because we look at Chris Borland and all the rash of retirements that happened on that 49ers team. I believe it was Anthony Davis, Chris Borland, and Patrick Willis. Patrick Willis retired because his foot was mangled and he wanted to get into activism and preaching and other things. But I don't know that too many NFLers, guys who are making that kind of money, want to know what the damage that's being done to them.
Here's why. The brain bank at Boston University, and also the other group with Omalu and Bales, because that's the Ann McKee side of things. I mean, there's different groups here. It's not a neutral sample. It's really important to remember that. When they say that 99.9% of brains revealed, of course, the reason they have those brains is because either the family said, please test this, or
the player said, or it's
a 12-year NFLer who says, I'm donating my brain. The other thing they don't know is whether or not existence of the protein, in even a signature pattern of the protein, necessarily correlates with symptoms. Theoretically,
you can have the protein and not have CTE.
Fine. And because everybody's brain is different. Right. And it is possible. It's maybe not probable. Obviously, you get these ranges of likelihoods we get into. But I always asked Doug Buffon about this, you know, when we had, you know, serious stuff.
He used to joke about being pre-concussed.
Well, and I don't know if where Doug's brain is, or if they were doing something with that or not, what the family was doing. Right. But it is very possible. I would say even probable that were that test given to a 70-year-old guy who played in the NFL for 14 years, that even a guy who feels fine and is completely sharp mm-hmm. is still going to have certain patterns of protein buildup, just may not be affected by them in the same way. Mm-hmm. And they don't know why. They don't know. Look, Troy Aikman's talked about it. Troy Aikman has talked about the number of times he would knock out cold, 15, 16, whatever it was.
Steve Young has
as well. Any number, but the human brain remains in large part an enormous mystery to even the best doctors and scientists out there.
And this is very new science. I mean, we're talking, what, 7 years now?
Correct.
Very, very new science.
Correct. We're at the beginning of the beginning with some of this stuff, and as technology is helping people do things, with the scary part is what is inherent in the possible scams of the desperate, of the needy. And we see it, you know, the people that sell
water.
That's where you really got to be wary, is that people say, oh, special mouth guard or special water or this brain boosting potion, and you drink this and it improves.
Wait a minute, isn't Brett Favre involved with a special something?
Everybody's got somebody who's paying him. That's where you really got to be wary of people who get desperate and start spending untold sums of money for their special ingredients and materials and things and breathing certain things.
Hall of Famer Brett Favre is pushing a drug for the treatment of concussions.
Yeah.
Appearing Friday on Fox Business Network, Favre touted Privosol, a nasal spray set to begin phase one of clinical studies. He says this is a game changer. Treating it right away and stopping it is the most important factor in all of this.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
In terms of the bruising? Or
if there's actual clinical study, if there is peer-reviewed, double-blind, repeatable clinical study that shows some kind of result over time, then we can talk about it. But if he wants people involved in the study, that's fine. Part of the medical process, but the understand this story was reported very strangely, and people grabbed onto a headline. Then when I read the body copy, I'm thinking this isn't what they're saying.
Well, the people bounce back. The researchers and the doctors bounce back really hard. The boomerang came back last night and this morning. By the way, this Privosol, Favre has been involved with Privosol since 2014. It's an arrangement that likely was handled by Score Sports, the company behind the various hokey nose hair trimmer and razor blade commercials in which Favre shamelessly appears. That's written by ProFootballTalk.com. So there you have that.
What is the actual chemical?
Provasic.
No, it's not Provasic. I don't know.
What's the actual drug?
That's
a brand name for the drug.
Oh, the Justice Department eventually has investigated RX Pro's parent company, World Health Industries. So, there you have it. All right, we're going to talk to Pete Futek at the top of the hour, get our college football on. If you want to jump in, feel free. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
And the segment brought to you by Walgreens with expert pharmacy care from Walgreens. Diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. That's coming up. Pete Futek on the Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. So Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are back at it. It's another division opponent, the Detroit Lions. Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 67 of the Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
On the U.
Let me tell you something right now. When it comes to Xfinity and the future of awesome, I am covered and you should be covered as well. If you want to watch the American Music Awards, it's in the What's Happening Now section of your on-demand. And Xfinity Home is featuring all new things in their app. I'm telling you, all I have to do is arm or disarm my alarm with a touch of the button on my phone. The app is ridiculously good. The Xfinity Stream app is great as well. If I'm getting my oil changed or I'm waiting for a haircut, cut. I can watch all the same programs right here on my phone or my tablet or on my laptop. All you got to do is download it. It takes like 5 seconds. Next thing you know, you got a whole new world of viewing on any device that you own. And of course, the X1 voice remote. It is the greatest thing that has happened to me. I put it on my Instagram the other day. If you want to go follow me at Jason1Golf, the C button has changed my life because I press that C button and all those scores pop up. And any game that I want to watch, I can go right to. I click on the game and press watch and you're ready to go. Or I click on the game and if it hasn't started yet, I press record. It is that simple. I don't have to channel surf. I don't have to guess which score of which game and what quarter they're in. The time is right there in the right-hand side of my television while I'm still watching TV because the box hasn't minimized that much. So Xfinity has taken things to another level. You need to get on that level. Like I mentioned, it is the future of awesome. Make sure you dial up 1-800-XFINITY or go to Xfinity.com for more details and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow Jones up 187, S&P plus 21, and the NASDAQ up 80.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1875, Harvard-Yale game was the first college football game with uniforms. This week in 1940, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel by plane. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that baseball is a sport, not a business. This week in 1953. This week in 1964, the Detroit Red Wings' Gordie Howe set a then-NHL record 627th career goal. This week in 1979, the Houston Astros signed Nolan Ryan to a record four-year, $4.5 million contract.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
All 8449 Hepsi Gilead Sciences.
A fast, great deals on travel. All yours on one.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Zoom video conferencing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
P-Few Text coming up at the top of the hour, a couple of minutes after an update. Should be fun talking to him. It always is fun. But we got new CFP rankings. We've got Clemson and Miami, which may knock each other out or one or the other out. And you got Wisconsin very, very happy that Miami did to Notre Dame what they did, because Wisconsin is sitting on the outside, probably guaranteed a spot if they can handle business on their end. And a lot of Wisconsin folks are upset at me because I really just don't want to watch them play football.
They're not fun to watch. No,
Jonathan Taylor is a really good player. Their passing game is Wisconsin-like, although Hornibrook is a better version of the guys that they've had in previous years. Their defense is cool, but the Wisconsin thing just doesn't do it for me. If I want to line up on, when is it this year? Is it New Year's Eve or New Year's Day still? If I want to line up close to New Year's Eve and say, damn it, I am about to watch 6 hours of rock'em sock'em fun football, Alabama's involved. Wisconsin's not involved. You know, Georgia.